get back, I won't care who built the disc. I'll see that they're broken, busted, bankrupted. They've built a world people sail off the edge of and get chased by demons and are superstitious because that's how they survive. I'm beginning to hate it. Marco rose like a rocket in the centre of the image, became a glitter in the eye of Saitan, a spark in the brain of God. Intangible, he reported. A mere image. The great human face, kingly and cold, twisted. The mouth opened and the pit echoed to a great, sad sigh. And a lightning bolt struck out the smoking sky and melted the dumbwaiter so thoroughly that droplets of hot metal spilled towards the bright, obversical sky. Hale drummed off Kin's suit. They were flying now against a deadline. In 50 hours or less, Silver would go mad and attempt suicide. Kung and Men could go for a long time without food. Shandy could not. The storm raged all around them, but sank away as Marco led them upwards. They burst out of the clouds into a disk sunset. It was far behind them, red and angry and barred with cloud. Judging from the sky, the whole of the disk was having bad weather, and bad wasn't really the word. Some of those cloud shapes were mad. Marco broke the silence. We have 1,000 miles to cover, he said. That gives us an average speed of 20 miles an hour, said Kin. We could easily reach the hub, even with a few rest stops. So, we reach the hub. Do we find a dumbwaiter there? Anyone capable of building the disk could build a dumbwaiter. Why didn't they repair the hole, then? Eirik, Lothar, they are descendants of your disk builders, reverted to savagery. Or the disk builders are dead. Okay, have you got any better ideas? Marco snorted. Silver was trailing 0.5 mile behind them, a dot against the livid sky. She rumbled politely to show that she was in circuit.
There is a possibility we may find a waiter, she said, if the disc was built by the company. Don't groan, Kin. In many ways, the idea of the disc would fit in with the policy. By the way, there is a raven flying 0.5 mile behind me.
Kin stared at the rushing clouds below. Policy. Perhaps the disc was policy. The great spindle kings, wheelers, paleotechs, cathones, people of the universe. The universe was people. Once upon a time, astrohistorians had thought in terms of a vast, empty, starry stage, a blank canvas waiting for the brush of life. In fact, it was now understood that life of a kind had appeared within 3 microseconds of the monoblock's explosion. If it hadn't, the universe would now be randomized matter. It was life which had directed its growth. Life had once resided in the vast spinning dust clouds that became stars. Every star was the skeleton of one of the great dust-accreting dinosaurs of the universe's Jurassic. Later life forms had been smaller, brighter. Some, like the Wheelers, had been evolutionary dead ends. Some, notably the great spindle kings and the Chameleons, had been successful in the only way that evolution measured success. They survived longer. But even star-striding races died. The universe was tombs upon graves upon mausoleums. The comet that brightened the pagan skies was the abraded corpse of a scientist 3 eons ago. The policy of the company was simple. It was make man immortal. It would take a while, and had only just started. But if man could be spread thinly on many different planets, so that he became many types of man, perhaps he would survive. The spindles had died because they were so alike. Now, upon dozens of worlds, men were being changed by different forces, maddened by different moons, bent by different gravities. Since the universe could not be said to have a natural ending, because the universe was not natural but only the sum of the lives that had shaped it, men intended to live forever. Why not? Preserve meme pools. Preserve ideas. That was the secret. If you had 100 planets, there was room for different sciences, curious beliefs, new techniques, old religions to flourish in quiet corners. Earth had been one united civilization and had nearly perished once because of it. Diversify enough, and somewhere you'll always find someone capable of catching anything the future throws at you. People on a disk guarded by demons and ringed with a waterfall, what memes would they contribute to the genetics of civilization? She tried to explain to Marco.
What are memes? Said Marco.
Memes are ideas,